Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. With so many changes out there, it's hard to figure out what really deserves the effort to change. If we respond to every bright, shiny object, we can look unsuccessful, like we're wandering in the wilderness. So the key question, what is the difference between a fad that will pass quickly and a trend that's going to stick around? Two words, market conditions. The first thing I drill down on is what is going on that propels this development forward. Now, in the live stream with Lori, we drill down on the impact of market influencers have on thought leadership. Let's use them as an example of how to tell the difference. First up, follow the challenges. In this case, the retail market is brutal out there. Competition is beyond fierce. The more crowded the market, the more disruption is just around the corner. Problems don't stay unsolved for long. Something is going to bubble up that will become the inside edge. So watch for momentum, but don't act immediately. Ask yourself, is my space facing the same challenges? In the speaking arena, there's a similarity in the competition for event attendees as well as social media promotion. So yeah, there's a high probability that this development will have an impact over in our space too. Second, follow the money. Being an influencer was just a bright, shiny object until the impact on buying decisions became clear. Once sales were connected to them, influencers became a trend. So these folks are here to stay. What to do now? Look for what I call the bleed. In other words, how will this trend bleed over to our area, our marketplace? Here's the deal. What works in one area will be applied in other areas too. May not look the same, may have different formats, but the criteria can be changed to adapt to what works, especially if those other areas have the same challenges. And that is how you can tell if a disruption will be short-lived or if you need to rethink your efforts. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.